Hurricane watchers have been tracking Katrina, measuring its speed and size and trying to predict where and when it will hit. NPR's Christopher Joyce is in Miami at the government's National Hurricane Center and is on the line with us now. Good morning, Chris.
Hi, Renee.
What are they saying at the Hurricane Center about the hurricane's direction and about its strength at this point in time?
They just had an update, and as you've said, they reclassified it from a 5 to a 4. And it's still heading north toward New Orleans or just east of New Orleans. They expect it to make landfall around dawn, it meaning the eye and the strongest winds. For people in the path, a reclassification to a 4 may just be a technicality because we're talking about a diminution of winds from 160, now they're saying to 150, and that's really, for all practical purposes, the same thing. The forecasters here are very emphatic about the danger and about the potential, as they call it, catastrophic damage. And they're saying their experience from Andrew, the Category 5 hurricane that hit Florida in 92, was that even well-built structures are likely to experience a lot of damage and possibly be destroyed. And as Greg mentioned, tropical force winds of 50, 60, 70 miles an hour are hitting now. There's a little wobble sometimes as a hurricane approaches land, so it may move a little bit, but not enough to make that much difference. And it's very, very wide or extensive, about 350 to 400 miles across. So it's going to cut a very wide swath here in Louisiana and Mississippi and Alabama.
And there's been a lot of concern expressed about storm surge. What are they saying about that there at the Hurricane Center?
Well, what happens is the hurricane, as it's moving north, it pushes the Gulf water right up onto the shore. It's a steady rise. It's not the sort of thing that we saw with a tsunami in the Indian Ocean last December. It's a slower increase, but as the eye comes across onto land, it whips up a lot of waves in addition to that. And they're also thinking that this surge, which could be 20 to 25 feet above normal levels, might be worse to the east of the eye. This is because the winds are driving counterclockwise, and then you might think of the eye as being the center, and they're driving these winds. The winds are driving counterclockwise from 6 o'clock up through 3 o'clock and 12 o'clock. So if the eye hits indeed in New Orleans, then it's to the east of that where you're going to get particularly severe surges. And as Greg mentioned, New Orleans is very vulnerable to this sort of thing.
Well, it appears right as we speak to be passing just east of New Orleans, the storm.
They're saying it will probably hit Grand Isle momentarily anytime now, and that is just south and east, I believe, from New Orleans. And again, there may be a bit of wobble, so they can never be exactly sure, but being so wide and so extensive, for all intents and purposes, New Orleans is still in a direct path.
And what is the Hurricane Center saying about how long the storm will last and how far inland that it could go?
It's moving about 12 miles an hour. Often hurricanes slow down when they hit land, but even at 12 miles an hour, it's likely to take a long time to pass over New Orleans and the nearby areas. So it could be well into Tuesday before it's gone inland, and it could go hundreds of miles inland, at least at the level of a tropical force storm with 50 to 60 miles per hour of wind. And, of course, associated with hurricanes, you get heavy rains and flooding, which in fact can often be the worst as far as damage is concerned. And there are likely to be tornadoes as well. So they're warning here at the Hurricane Center that people should not come out too quickly once the eye of the storm or the worst winds are gone, because it's going to take a while to abate.
And just very briefly, are oil rigs expected to be affected? Very briefly.
Well, yes, probably so. I mean, the last hurricane that came through here, Ivan, last year in this area, did a lot of damage and actually contributed to rising oil prices. So they're very concerned about that.
NPR's Christopher Joyce at the National Hurricane Center in Miami. Thanks very much, Chris.
You're welcome.
And we'll be talking to you throughout the show.